foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug, or D,
okay,
if you will.
Start over.
That's not how it works.
You did it differently.
All right, hey everybody, my name is Doug. Hey, hello.
And I'm Karen. Hello.
Hi.
And this is Doug and Karen.
Or Dining with D and K.
That's the new name. Used to be Dining with Doug and Karen. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. 2019.
Yeah. It's a spicy one outside, too. I'll tell you that right now.
Let's not talk about the news, because by the time people can hear this tomorrow at midnight,
it'll be even hotter.
It'll be, well, something will have, it'll have changed.
It's not news. It's fucking hot out.
Oh, no, that's true. Wait, what? You think it's hot out right now?
Look at me. I'm sweating.
Oh, my goodness.
This is not good.
What a summer you're going to have.
I'm going to be in a basement.
I was just saying today
summer.
That let's bring our guest in on this. Are you now? Have you ever been a member of the Green Party?
No.
Okay. I thought maybe if your name was Green, you're just
automatically.
It's automatic. Yeah. It's Adam Green.
Hello.
Horror film director extraordinaire, and you know, equally or almost, I'd say even more importantly, the man behind the Save a Yorkie Marathon.
Yeah, we're actually changing the name to Yorkie-thon.
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 It was too long to say annual 48-hour live marathon to benefit Save a Yorkie Rescue every time we mentioned it.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I'm getting better. It only took 3-4 years, but then I got it down.
I know that I might be like really, you know, hot right now, but I thought you were going to say, eat a Yorkie, save a Yorkie.
You eat one and one gets saved.
It is funny. It is funny.
It makes no sense.
There's a lot of meat on a Yorkie.
Well, because there's an overpopulation of Yorkies. So for everyone you eat, another one gets to live. You could be the Thanos of Thorkie eating, Yorkie feeding, Norkie kneading.
I don't know why, and that's not
Yorkie.
It's not a good logo.
We should say where we are.
We're at Wood and Water on Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks. Fulton. Yeah, close to Fulton.
That's a big cross street.
Yeah. And it's gorgeous in here.
You guys are geniuses for this idea.
Thank you.
To get to hang out, which is the only reason anyone has a podcast. I mean, otherwise you wouldn't talk to anybody. But to do it in restaurants and get to try all this great food, I'm so jealous. I didn't think of this. I'm saving toy dogs and talking about horror movies, and you guys are getting to eat good food.
I think yours is more important, though.
Take this idea with our compliments and do scary restaurants.
Anything with a C rating or lower.
Do the scariest restaurants. Yes, restaurants with a bad rating.
Oh, my God.
Restaurants that, you know, nobody goes to. Restaurants that are out of business, haunted.
I love that. Just the worst. But
just, you know, go to the worst possible restaurants.
There was an Indian restaurant right by the studio that I work in, and it had a C rating. And Joe Lynch, my co-host on the podcast, only wanted to try it. And I'm like, what? No, there's A restaurants everywhere. Why? So we did one night. I got sick. He did not.
I was going to say, who gets sick first?
But this dude, I'll make this really short. We were on a flight on Air New Zealand, and the meal and economy was death. It was some sort of duck with a mint sauce, prawns. It's just all these things you would not want to eat together. No one touched it. Joe ate mine, his, and the person next to us. And then he was sick for the 5 days we were in London, could not leave the bathroom. On the flight back, they gave us the same meal. He ate mine, his, and the person next to us, and he got sick again.
No.
It's like, what are you, a dog? Like, did you not learn the first time? No.
Did he like mention it to the airline and get like a huge refund?
Oh, can you do that?
Bills?
I think it's just assumed you're going to get sick if you eat the economy
meal.
Can
they, should they really be required to run tests of like how much should we put in front of people? Because it's not like they give you seconds. Like if you ask for seconds, they might go, oh, we're out of whatever it was you're eating. But the one plate of stuff is a lot, but I never feel like it's, you know, really loading people up. You know?
I have never been served duck on a plane.
No, and why? It's usually international flights, but why can't they also offer peanut butter and jelly or just mashed potatoes, like something normal? Why do they have to try to get fancy with airline food? It's just save that for first class, but give the rest of us bread, cheese, anything, just not duck and mint sauce.
I bet you there was an awful other choice that that person could have made in terms of enjoyment, you know, like. That's part of the problem is you just go for all of it. Like, I always take the Sunday, even though, like, you know, I'm already full from all the other stuff. And, you know, just because it's so cool that there's a cart that rolls right up to you and you're just laying there going, caramel.
But also, it's a good time waster, you know?
True.
That's how I find it. I'm not a big fly. I'm not a good fly. I'm not a Martin Short was his thing. I'm not a strong swimmer. I'm not a strong flyer. So anything that gets my mind off of it, you know.
Yeah, ice cream. That's
anything,
a good one.
Anything.
That's
really
good.
They bring those little nuts around. You know, to me, that's a big deal.
The hot towel.
Yeah.
Anything that they have.
Yeah, but a lot of it's dying. You know, a lot of it's dying. It's gonna be less and less of that.
I'll bring my own stuff.
You know, they're gonna say it's bringing the price down of. Airfares, but it probably won't bring it down that much.
I like to prepare myself a sandwich. I got this idea from Sue Murphy. What you do is you get your favorite kind of thing you want to eat, right? That you can bring on the plane. Wrap it up real good. Uh-huh. So when it's time to, like, you wait. You know, you're like, all right, the light's gone off. I'm in the air. Here I go. Now it's time for salami and cheese. You get real excited. You eat it real slow. And that takes about 20 minutes.
Yeah. Have you ever had to fly on Spirit? It's like
Spirit?
The Amistad of airlines. Like, you're one step below, stacked on top of each other. Yeah, everything's extra. Air, like, if you want to actually sit down, it's it's awful. I don't know how I ended up on it.
What's that going to happen, by the way? Standing up planes.
I don't know. In some ways, I would prefer that. Because it's the having to sit in between very large people that can be... you know, troublesome. I actually was a great flyer until about 5 years ago, and I had my first panic attack. So I had to get my dog certified as an emotional support animal because it works. But now everyone thinks it's fake because everyone fakes their emotional support, like dogs and stuff. And people were trying to get like peacocks on planes and emotional support snails. And yeah, but she is actually certified.
That's great. Yeah. I think I couldn't be more calm when a little dog's like sitting right by me. It's the best.
It's fantastic, and she's perfectly well behaved, much better than the children on the planes.
Right,
they should have to get certified too.
What do the old people do on these standing planes?
The old people sit down. You can stand or sit if you want.
Are there seats in these standing planes?
Of course there are. Somewhere you can either choose the standing section or the seating section.
I think we're onto something.
I don't think we are because I got another question.
What? No.
How's it safe?
Yeah, I've been like elbowed by the person next to me in turbulence. Like, what's, you know, what's
your
keeping people
somehow.
From? Oh, straps somehow.
Bouncy house room.
Listen, you were a great contestant hero on Shark Tank, but but strap somehow is not an adequate answer. We can't fund your project.
Uh-oh, Kareem
thank you for
is
being
coming
here.
Over here already.
Perfect timing, Kareem.
Oh, Kareem.
Oh, my God, this looks so good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Kareem.
Oh, no. Get it.
Wow.
I told him
you said
75 times.
One at a time.
No, yes, no. This is the first time. He's going to bring many things.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm ready because I just had lunch.
Did you really?
I purposely haven't eaten in 24 hours because I knew this was happening.
That's perfect.
This is Kareem Megji. He's the owner of
whole plate.
Yes.
Yeah, please join us.
Water. He's
I already ate.
He already ate. And are you also the chef here? The
Yeah, I mean, I designed the menu. I don't spend too much time cooking back there because I'll lose my fingers. But
what did they do? What happened?
Not too fast. But yeah.
How many restaurants have you?
I own this and then the Gallery Restaurant in Westlake Village.
Wow. That seems like such a hard thing to try to do and pull off. Because I mean, even if no matter how good it is, like just making people aware of it.
Yeah, that's part of the struggle. But it's a lot of hours, but kind of know that going in. So.
This is becoming Restaurant Row.
Yeah, it's we've been here about a year now. It's been nice that. Do you want me to?
We just grab pictures of everything for our. Social media, because look at how beautiful this
food
is.
Porn.
I mean, this is.
You were saying, sorry about that.
Yeah, it's been nice to. We've been here about a year, and it seemed like 5 years ago around here, everyone was opening up burgers and beer, which is great. Like I was telling you before.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need 30 of those. So we opened up about a year ago. Ludo opened up a few blocks down about a month after. So it's
restaurant?
Nice to be a part of the change. Petit Trois.
Oh, yeah. So that must be nice. They come over there. They come over here. Yeah. They trade off. Two great restaurants.
Is it as fancy as that name sounds?
It's pretty up there.
Where did wood and water come from?
So we've had the place in Westlake for a while, and when we got this, everyone was asking where's the new place, and between Woodman and Coldwater, after saying it 500 times, it kind of just stuck.
Oh, that's great. I didn't even...
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't figure that out.
Yeah.
What did you bring Doug earlier, this drink?
I'm slow on a lot of these, you know, like Sun Facts Arco for a long time. I didn't know that was Sunset in Fairfax.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We all kind of copied the Wiltern. You know,
right, Wiltern. That's a great one.
What about the Punchline in Sacramento?
What about it?
How about Arden?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the name of the mall.
How and Arden.
Because that's the corner.
And that's the one where Tony Kameen says... How about you go fuck yourself?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
that's harsh.
And all the people laugh. They think it's real funny.
No, they like my joke about it too, but I don't tell them to do that.
See, there we go.
Ah! Adam has to direct everything.
I know. Adam, I got to say, and I'm sorry to say this.
You haven't seen any of my movies.
Well, I'm a chicken.
She doesn't like that sort of thing.
I won't. I mean, the last one I saw was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
What's the like tamest thing you've done?
Tamest? Would be a movie called Spiral, which is more like a psychological thriller. Amber Tamblyn, Zach Levi, Joel Moore. It's like,
give that a try.
Fully jazz score,
what?
All done
that
analog.
That still sounds too scary to you?
I just told you Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was the last horror film I've seen.
Right, but Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is effed up. It's got some... I think Spiral's not Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I don't think there's like imprisoned children.
No.
I mean,
in Spiral.
Why did this happen in that movie? It's like, I can't, it stopped me
I
forever.
I gotta see it again now. I didn't.
Because that was like the thing of fairy tales, like things people tell, their stupid things they tell their children. Like, if you're bad, this is going to happen to you. You're going to like.
They didn't do anything bad.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
All right. So, anywho, we can always, we got plenty to talk about horror movie wise. What did you bring Doug to drink first?
Yeah, let's get
That's
to the cocktail
a
here.
Barrel-aged Napa Negroni. So the gin comes from Sonoma. We use an Amaro instead of a vermouth, and that's all from Napa. So it's pretty much everything from there is from California with a little bit of a orange twist cube and a little orange bitters.
Oh, that's the twist is in the cube.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Let's watch them.
So that's to say, you can make those at home super easily.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to surprise people for a little party.
Wow.
It's straight booze, so.
Yeah, that's super boozy. But in a way that, like, I can drink it and not be like,
We'll see.
But no, I'm, not having that immediate response. You know, like every time in a movie when a 13-year-old has their first drink of hard liquor, you know. How it just does not go right.
No.
I used to have that sometimes with this stuff, but this is nice. This is really nice smooth.
I did every time
I drank.
Yeah,
take a little taste of it.
Just a taste.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a little taste.
It would always just make me sick, and never that night. It would always be the next day when you're not even buzzed anymore. You're just sick. So yeah, August will be 10 years since the last time I got drunk.
Good. Don't do it then.
Yeah.
Make you sick.
Looks, it seems like you're good at it though. You don't, I should ask that of our guests, anything we should be not be doing during this meal.
Oh, I'm that guy.
Oh, his phone went off.
Oh my God. You know what happened? I signed up for a quote for air conditioning in the office, and they literally call every 5 minutes now. Like, they're so desperate for the work. And
with the ringtone.
The ET ringtone.
It's ET for everybody. Not you didn't pick that for them.
No, not for the air conditioning places. No. It's ET for everybody.
All right, we got to dig in here. I have had one apple today. Let's see.
Yeah.
This looks
ridiculous. Which one is, are any of them supposed to be warm?
This should be for you because this is gluten-free.
Oh, well, what? They can all have some.
Yeah.
That one's
very nice of you
warm,
to eat that.
So I would eat that too. That can be cold, but
this is
I kind of get into all of them.
So what is this one?
That's a cauliflower puree on the bottom. It's curry roasted cauliflower and then tempura fried with a chimichurri on top.
Wow.
Okay. All right. This is where we go.
I'll do that.
This is a gorgeous, gorgeous little. And this is just, these are appetizers? All of them?
All those are starters. Watch out for the chili. You already ate it, but.
Yeah, she don't care.
Mmm.
Even if her eyes get all watery, it's fine. She loves it.
This is tuna with a little chili.
This
and watermelon.
Yellowtail and watermelon. That and the spicy tuna are probably like two of our most popular things.
So good.
Yeah, this is very good.
Mm. When you can make cauliflower this good.
I know.
Yeah,
can
I
you believe
know.
This is cauliflower right here?
I don't know. I'm tripping out. It's really tasty.
What do you think? It's cauliflower.
Yeah. No, that's the thing about opening your mind to they'll put it down in front of you, give it a try.
Go for one of these babies.
You go for one of those babies.
I had a baby.
Why do you keep rubbing that in my face? I know you had a baby. I don't want any babies.
It's a pretty big accomplishment.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Let's see what you... I think one day Doug's going to have a baby. I don't know why.
No way.
Why not?
You should. You would be great at it.
Oh, you'd be a great dad.
Awful.
No, you love kids. Oh, I just saw a picture with you as your niece.
That's right.
How adorable.
Look at her. She's very disobedient.
She seemed real nice on the picture.
Oh, yeah, with her tongue sticking out at the
camera? Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah, that's got some
great sense of humor. Yeah, we had a good time together. It was good.
So, Adam, you've had the cauliflower.
Yes, and then I just had that. The seafood and watermelon. Two things you would not really think to pair together, and that was amazing.
Really
it's
good.
So like light.
It's really refreshing, right? Nice spring dish.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. As it starts warming up.
Yeah. And actually, I was, like I mentioned earlier, quite tepid. And that really cooled me off, actually. It was good. Even got a little chili on top. You know what they say, Adam? I don't know if you know this or not. If it's real, it's like you're hot, right? You're boiling up hot. They say cool water is one thing, but if you eat soup the same temp as your body, you're going to be... cool.
I've heard that people who work construction, they'll drink hot coffee even though they're out in the sun all day.
Right. You can put that in one of your movies. Okay. You're welcome to that.
It's terrifying.
It's supposed to be your body. Your body uses energy to make it the same temperature. So if you drink something that's the same temperature as your body, it's not
jarring.
It's not harder on your body.
Yeah.
I don't really
buy favorite.
It.
What is this one again?
That's spicy tuna. With the cayenne aioli on a tempura eggplant.
Oh, my God.
I'll just have the top part of it, maybe. I'll
What kind of aioli?
I live right by here, too. I'm going to start coming here all the time.
Cayenne. Cayenne aioli.
I love this.
It's hard to concentrate with it. It's so delicious.
This is a stupid question. Are you on Uber Eats?
We're not. We're on Postmates right now.
All right, I'll sign up for that then. I'm a recluse and I'm scared to go outside. It took me like 2 hours of therapy just to leave to come for this. But I really need to eat here like all the time now.
Yeah, Postmates, someone will just bring it to your house.
So good.
I know.
Well, I appreciate you going to such efforts to be here.
I'm thinking about how much you're missing.
I had no idea. Well, I panicked him this morning because I wrote a text to another Adam about tonight's show. That's who I meant to send it to. But I sent it to him. And, Adam immediately wrote back, wait, I thought it was this afternoon at 3. What's this about tonight? Arwen might have to fill in for me.
Yeah.
And that's
I would have brought her, but it's a restaurant.
That's the dog.
The dog has I tried to follow the dog, but I just found a hashtag. I didn't find the ad.
Oh, she's got a Twitter, but not an Instagram.
Oh.
If I gave her own Instagram, then nobody would follow me. So this way, it looks like I have a lot of followers, but people are really just following her. I have actually met several people who they recognize her. They have no idea who I am or anything, but they follow me for her. We have Arwen Dolls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is Arwen in any of the films?
Yeah, she's in a couple of them, little cameos. And the last one, we were keeping the title hidden because it was a surprise fourth sequel to Hatchet. And so it was called Arwen's Fancy Dinner when it was in production. And then Arwen's Revenge when it was in post.
She's the cutest little dog.
But you know how actors, whenever, they got to do what they got to do to try to get work. But they hear you're doing something or something gets announced and they all have to start writing to you. Hey, your new thing sounds amazing. Like, so when people were writing to me like, dude, I just heard about Arwen's Fancy Dinner. Holy shit. I think I would be perfect for that. And it's like, oh, God, have you no shame?
I think you could have the little puppy. How old is Arwen?
She just turned 8, 48 hours ago.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. Thank you.
You could put thank little... You.
I did it.
Little fake blood on her feet. And then have her just walk through somewhere. And then you just see the bloody... See, I'm actually pretty good at thinking of horror things.
Did everyone get one of these yet? Because I don't want
to... Yeah,
oh, good.
And you're telling
you
me
more?
That this is... Yes. You're bringing more food after this.
Yeah, this is
oh my God.
Just a small amount of food.
What kind of food show are you running here, Karen?
There's a whole kitchen
concerned about
there.
Just a little bit of food. But we appreciate whatever you bring out to us.
It's seriously so good.
I think with that he's gone. Hurry, you guys, eat up.
What are these little fellows? I wonder. I didn't ask.
Where'd you get it?
Off of here.
Oh,
they're onions.
Oh, I see.
They're like cornstarchy fried onions.
Okay.
Isn't he something?
Yeah, this stuff is all very, very tasty.
They're getting the ice ready for tonight. Or?
Or there's been an avalanche. Avalanche in Los Angeles.
Could be pouring some gravel.
Well, let's look into it and find out what that noise was that the listeners probably couldn't hear because it's in the background.
They
but
can hear that.
You think so? That was loud enough?
Absolutely.
We'll find out in the comments, and we'll be back. We'll be back after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we're back. We hope you do whatever we're asking you to do in the ads. a sign up for whatever we're telling you to do. And then, you know, then that advertiser will advertise some more, and we can keep doing this. We can keep showing up at restaurants like Wood and Water on the corners of
Ventura
and Woodman.
Ventura? Ventura or Ventura?
What?
What do you say? You say Ventura?
Ventura, yeah, that's how you say it.
I think America has a song about it. I'll have to listen to that. I'll go with what they do. That'll be how I pronounce it.
What about the Jim Carrey movie, Ace?
That's the one. Ventura.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Ventura.
Ace Ventura.
What?
Ace Ventura.
What about
him? That detective.
What about him?
That's how he says it. Ventura.
How else would you say it?
Ventura. God damn it.
You mean like Jesse Ventura?
Ventura. All right.
Ventura.
Chura?
And Fulton.
Chura?
Well, some people say Ventura.
I think there's seven ways to say it.
Oh.
My director of photography pronounces every street name in Los Angeles incorrectly.
That's what we were mentioning.
Wilshire. Lankersheim.
He's like the GPS that gets it wrong every 5 seconds.
Yeah. Tujunga.
Yeah, the GPS lady in most cars that I'm in has real issue with, Spanish words.
Mine's got serious attitude. Like, if you don't make the turn when she told you to, it's just like this really passive aggressive recalculating, like through her teeth, like, and I'm like trying to make excuses. I'm like, that wasn't my fault. Like, I couldn't turn. It's like,
I leave it on when I get off the highway and go through the drive-through at a fast food place. I leave it on the whole time, so the entire time it just keeps telling me to turn around and get back on the highway.
Recalculating.
Recalculating.
I like your recalculating guy. That's a good character too. The evil GPS person. All right, so if I want to get into horror films.
Ooh, I shouldn't have too much of this, right?
Yeah, probably not, if that's what it's going to do.
All right. Go.
Now, okay, so
where to start?
All right, so let me just say that I have seen some. Okay, now tell me if they're horror films, though, because I seem to not get all of it right. So, Carrie.
That's a horror movie.
Okay, I've seen. The Exorcist.
That is like the horror movie. That's the scariest one
it's
of
very
all.
Very scary.
If you're a religious person.
True.
Well, I'm not religious, but I didn't think it was
scary. It's still pretty damn scary.
I was young.
Scary movie, though.
And then the other one I saw, now I know this is, I don't think this is a horror movie, but Jaws.
Yeah, it's a horror movie.
It is.
Okay, Jaws, that kind of got me because we went to Santa Cruz the next day. And I went in the water. And it was like, it was out of the poster, don't go in the water, right? Wasn't that it?
Yeah, that's rough.
I grew up on Cape Cod, so where they shot that and where it's supposed to be taking place. So that made it extra scary.
And made us real cocky in California, though.
It didn't.
We were like, we don't have sharks. Let's say on the other side
sharks.
Of the country.
What?
What?
We have white sharks.
No, I was just joking around about the movie Jaws.
So you've seen scary movies. You've seen some really scary movies.
All right, but Saw or Freddie Mercury. Freddie, what's his name?
Bohemian Rhapsody is really scary.
Freddie Krueger.
Cautionary tale.
One part where he's like hitting that high note sounds like somebody's being stabbed.
Yeah. Nothing like that. Silence of the Lambs, that was probably the last scary thing I saw that made me just freak out.
Yeah, that's scary. It's got its scariness to it.
It's a thriller, right?
I guess more than a horror, I guess. But it's that's one of those tricky ones. But, you know, I don't mind throwing it into horror just because it's a classic, you know, and it's very mainstream. It won the Oscar for Best Picture. Anthony Hopkins won for Best Actor, and he's only in 30 minutes of a two-hour movie.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Jodie Foster's great.
People who love the art form. That's like
Dr. Lecter.
Oh no,
Dr. Lecter.
I don't like him.
Dr. Lecter.
Clarice.
That's her at the end when she's on the phone with him. It makes a noise like click, and she goes, and she's still saying into the phone, Dr. Lecter.
That only Dr. Lecter? Happens in movies.
Dr. Lecter.
People keep saying hello. Hello.
However,
and
I
then
do.
They reach down, they tap on the thing to disconnect. They tap on it like that'll bring them back.
Like I love the old films.
That
when
was
they do that.
You know before call waiting because you'd also tap that thing to do call waiting.
I'm still here, Clarice. Oh shit! Sorry, hold on.
Oh, and then you pick it up again. Yeah, because they didn't hang up. Yeah. So they're oh man. I Hitchcock movies.
I feel like
movies.
We've finished. We've had it. I feel like we're done.
I know.
The meal is over.
We still have more, it's, though.
Something else is going to happen. There's still some of this. Who wants that? Because that stuff's delicious.
Everybody good on that? I'm just going to keep...
I've already eaten two of those, so I feel like a pig if I eat it. But if so you guys aren't going
to
eat it...
It's up to you, folks. I'm going to have this chili.
All right, I'm going to throw it up into the air.
But
I'll eat it if
beginner?
You guys are forcing me.
Let's go with your films.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pick someone else's since you're here. It'd be stupid. For you to say, you could probably handle this one.
And honestly, I'll just do it. I think all of there's one movie that I've made that I think is legitimately scary.
I'm trying to go to the ones that aren't as bad.
Yeah, the rest are more comedic.
What's with scary? Okay.
Like they're gory. They're very bloody, but they're funny.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Any of the Hatchet movies, I think you could probably... I mean, if you've seen the movies you've seen, these are nothing compared to those.
Well, those are a long time ago, too, now. Okay.
And they're also, like, good.
So you say any of the Hatchet movies.
Yes. And Digging Up the Marrow is pretty fun as well. Yeah, Frozen is the only one that I think is actually scary.
Frozen? I've seen that. Oh,
it's animated,
on,
lots
you.
Of songs.
You're crazy. No, I know you did a scary one called Frozen. I won't ask, but is it? What does that take place in the ice? Like under ice that you have to get out of?
It's three skiers that get forgotten on a chairlift for five days.
Oh, I know that. No. I ski.
Yeah.
Nope, she skis.
No.
Well, how about this movie where people are murdered walking down the street? No.
No, that's a fear of mine, actually, getting stuck there at the end.
That's why I stopped skiing and rode it. Because in Massachusetts, a lot of the mountains were only open on the weekends. So it was like a Sunday night. The chairlift stops for no reason, you know, because somebody fell getting on or off. But they don't come on like the loudspeaker and tell you. And I'm waiting and waiting. There's nobody in front of me or behind me. And I'm like, they know I'm here, right? And I was just waiting for the lights to turn off because I couldn't. I was way too high to jump. So that's where that idea came from. But if you look it up, it's happened. It happens often.
I've been stuck on them before, but not like, but don't you always think, well, obviously you thought about an entire movie of it, but like, how can I get, what can I do? What can I do? How can I use my ski poles to help me?
Yeah.
How can I, where do I do, you know, do, if there's someone with me, can we do like somebody goes down and we hang on their ankles?
Whenever.
It's crazy.
It's a what would you do type of movie. Everybody becomes experts and a superhero in the audience. They can do things that in real life, most people would just cry and
freeze.
And I truly believe every choice the characters make are realistic choices that the average person would make. When that movie came out, my TV show hadn't come out yet, so nobody really cared or knew what I looked like. So I could go to the theater and sit with behind groups of people and listen. And people would say stuff like, and they're serious. I would jump upside down and spin my skis so fast that I would just float down to the bottom. Like,
what?
Yeah. I would use my pole to vault to the next chair until I got to one of the posts with a ladder on it. And it's so at the time I was joking, but if someone made a TV show just called like Shit Talkers and you get $10,000 if you can do what you're claiming you can do, like when you're trying to say, oh, this movie sucks because of this or whatever, it's like, we'll give you $10,000 if you do, and then you put somebody up in a chair and it's like you're gonna sit there for 5 days or do the thing that you said you could do. Like, let's do it.
That's a great idea.
I think it would be hilarious, but yeah.
It's like a cross between like Ninja Warrior or whatever the fuck that's called, and Shark Tank a little bit. Like,
yeah,
it's an idea.
What's
this
show called?
It's called Shit Talkers.
Shit Talkers.
Oh no, this show.
Oh, Dining with Doug and Karen.
Oh, dining. Here, some food has arrived.
OMG.
We have some.
Octopus?
Do you want to step in and tell us what we're looking at here?
So, Kareem.
Those are crispy lobster sliders with a truffle aioli, arugula on a Hawaiian bun.
Yes.
That is a mesquite grilled Spanish octopus topped with salsa negra over cilantro tater tots with chipotle.
He knows it's good. He's got a look on his face like, this is really good.
Yeah, that looks amazing.
Doesn't look like Doug wants to touch it.
Well, we got
it. I don't know
what to do.
It's going to
collapse when you touch it.
So. I don't know what to do to it. Yeah.
So you want the sauce on everything?
Yes, you want it all to kind of spread out a little bit. You don't try to, you know.
Not a one at a time.
From the
try
top
and get
down.
Everything.
Exactly. Okay.
You go first.
I'll give it a try.
I'll take
go
one
ahead
of these.
Go ahead and grab these suckers out of here.
I am so excited to eat this.
Is this just straight up mayo?
Truffle.
Truffle mayo.
Oh, yeah, you're right about it. I'm the worst Jenga player. That just really fell apart on me.
What in the world? Wow.
Get a little bit of everything, I think. Oh, so close. So close. I should have used chopsticks. I'm kidding.
It's gone everywhere.
It'd be worse.
Your mouth.
It'd be worse if I used chopsticks. I'm terrible at getting perfect bites going.
Is this the best fish fillet you've ever had in your life or what?
Yep.
It's like fish fillet from McDonald's, seriously. But fucking delicious.
Yeah. I mean, that fried.
It's got that feel, that soft. And then crunch.
It's funny. Some people have been like mad at us. They're like, how dare you fry lobster? I'm like,
well, taste it.
What do you mean?
Like, why not? Who would complain about that? They don't want it. They just say, I don't want mine fried.
Well, they always say on the East Coast. I'm like, we're not on the East Coast. We're in Sherman Oaks. That's pretty far.
And on the East Coast, everything is fried.
Yeah.
That's why everyone is so fat.
Look at this.
All right, everybody listening on the East Coast, it's really watches what you eat.
I'm from there.
Apologize for those. Okay, then it's cool.
Oh, man, this is like the most decadent thing.
So what's the rundown here? What are your hours? Like, what days of the week you open?
We're open nightly every day at 4. Sundays we're open for brunch and dinner, so Sundays we're open all day. But Monday through Friday, happy hour starts at 4. Dollar oysters from 4 to 5 at the bar. And then
raw oysters.
Yeah. And then dinner starts at 5.
You say dollar oysters?
Yeah.
Four to five
o'clock,
I'll be
Monday
back.
Through Friday.
Oh, my goodness. You sound like a befuddled person from the 40s. Oh, my goodness. What have I done here? Oh,
he's Lord. Literally spilled every piece of food everywhere.
Oh, what a buffoon.
It's on the mic stand. It's on the table. It's on his sleeve. It's on the
napkins
seat.
If your napkin's clean when you're done, what are you doing?
You're doing it wrong.
You're not. It's going to have to get washed anyway.
Oh, Mr. Fuddlefingers, what have you been doing?
Oh, my God. Are you talking to a cat?
No, I've got a new character from I've been listening to Radio Classics on Siri. You ever listen to that? Old
on
radio
Siri?
Shows? Oh, not Siri. What am I talking about? Sirius. Sirius. Sirius XM.
Hey, Siri, can you play me some music?
Can you invent a character? A comical character that spills things. Inventing Mr. Fuddlefingers. Recalculating.
Recalculating. Let's have this.
Sorry, back to wood and water. I always fear I'm going to say it in the wrong order.
Well, Either way is fine with us.
Is it really?
Water and wood.
As long as you come.
I guess people will figure it out. They'll still have a nice laugh to themselves when they get here. But it's on Ventura between
Woodman and Coldwater.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dixie and Fulton are cross streets.
This is the grilled octopus?
Yeah.
It's so nice and soft on the outside, too.
So we
perfectly tender.
Well, you slow cook it before in water and then finish it on the grill. But that sounds longer than just saying grilled octopus.
How long do you put it on the grill for then?
That's just finished on the grill for a few minutes each side.
And then how long do you get it put in the water for?
You're looking at like 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it takes
at a very low
takes
heat.
A while. Yeah.
Well, now I know my mistakes. It didn't come out good. That's what I'm trying to say.
Have you tried to make octopus at all? Yes.
Where are you getting octopus from as like a...
Well, I got this from... So my dad has a friend who thinks... He's a good chef. Good cook. But he said, you're never going to believe it. You go to Costco. They've got these octopus there. They grill them up.
Costco?
Costco.
Costco's great.
They come with two...
They have a lot of stuff.
They come with two long octopus tail things. And then... And my dad made it for me. He cut it up and put it on a salad. We had like a grilled octopus salad. And it was great. I did it, and it was the worst. I don't know. I didn't do it right at all. It was terrible. End of story. Oh, man. This one's going to get it.
Well, I still have more food for you guys.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't want to skip to dessert.
No, we want to make sure that we... That everything here is great. All right, thank you.
Yeah, because what if that other thing isn't as great as the rest?
What if
we should make sure.
Us a bunch of flukes.
What's great is this green sauce.
Yeah, just bring us whatever you're confident about.
Looks like you're going to be going to Postmates for this.
I am. Yeah, I live like 5 minutes from here, so.
God forbid you just take a little trek down instead of the bar.
I'm not like. Fully a recluse. I'm just mostly a recluse.
Or you could have someone get it for you. Just Postmates or just some. Let's say you have some friends over. Say, hey, on your way, I ordered some stuff.
You could send the dog. If I explain really carefully, maybe she'll just put her outside.
Wait,
go get it.
I wish you brought the doggy. Oh, well.
Is there any anything we've had in this meal that leftovers of would have been good for the dog?
Oh, all of it.
Really?
Yeah. She eats
She just
everything.
Eats anything?
Isn't it too spicy for her?
Yeah, I guess I would
have
taken the jalapeno off.
This has a bit of it.
Would these little guys have a spice in them?
I think the sauce, I probably wouldn't give
Italian.
Her that. She loves sushi, though. Just like salmon and tuna and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, tuna, of course. That's delicious.
Didn't that sound a little Italian?
What?
When you said, well, what does she eat of this if you, you come saying us in between?
I didn't do that.
I listened back. Oh, I'm going to listen.
Look, I'm being extremely articulate.
Adam, your podcast is called?
The Movie Crypt.
The Movie Crypt.
It's a terrible name, but it's a good show.
Why is that a terrible name?
What a tagline.
I know. Terrible name. Decent show.
I don't think that's a bad name.
Well, it sounds like a horror movie review podcast where you picture like three... dudes in a basement being like, oh, man, I think Freddy would totally kick Jason's ass. Or, you know, like, that's not what it is.
It's two dudes in an attic.
It's two dudes in an old ironworking place having that same conversation. No, it was, we called it that because on our sitcom, Holliston, our characters host a, like, Wayne's World style cable access show called The Movie Crypt. That's really bad. And, we didn't want to do a podcast. We were just going to do it for the 10 weeks that season 2 was airing and then stop. And so we called it The Movie Crypt, so it would just be like a tie-in to all of it. At one point, I think we were even going to do it in character. But then it just... I'm kind of like what you were saying when I first got here. If it wasn't for that podcast, I don't know if I would see anybody. It's such a great social thing to get to sit down with people and for 2 hours talk about their story and what they've been through Because, I mean, you guys know how it is. Like, sometimes weekly, you're just like, I can't do this anymore. There's got to be something else. But then you hear what somebody else has been through and that they're still going, and it kind of inspires you that you can keep doing it. And then when we started doing things like the charity stuff, like the Yorkie Rescue, and really making a difference, then we just really fell in love with it. So 6 years now, 308 episodes. We've never missed a week, even like holidays, Christmas. We still always have a new episode. So it's fun. It's a good time.
Well, it sounds great. And tying in the Yorkie Rescue. What is it called again?
They're called Save a Yorkie Rescue.
Save a Yorkie Rescue.
And whenever this comes up, there's always somebody who's like, what about other dogs? And why do Yorkies really need to be saved? They do. All breeds do. But our mascot is Arwen, obviously. And since she's a Yorkie, I wound up getting to know this one rescue that's based out of New Jersey. And so that's why we chose that one. It just makes sense. But obviously, we love all animals. But because they're really small, there's just a lot of things about this that are different. Like when I was mentioning, I know Doug hates when I do this, but Doug's the like patron saint of the whole thing at this point. Because last year, he helped in ways that we still don't believe are real.
We raised a little money.
I know.
A lot of money.
That's great.
They, because this isn't some huge operation.
I heard they saved three Yorkies.
No, you saved, like, that's why I want you to see the book, because they send us a book with all the pictures,
all the numbers
and the stories.
And the pictures and stuff.
And, like, half that book is thanks to you. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing. But also, just when you do a charity event like that, like 48 hours, people coming around the clock, musical guests, comedians, all of it. But you just it just reminds you how good the people are that you know that they drop what they're doing and contribute in some way. It's pretty great. So if you're miserable, try to do a charity thing because it really does make you happy.
Have you heard of the we did a show called the American Rescue Dog Awards?
No.
It's on Hallmark Channel. Gotta say it to you, Hallmark Channel. And what we do is we say, you know, it's the same kind of thing. It's not just dogs you see at a shelter, just per chance. It's all breeds. Full-bred dogs need to be saved.
Yeah.
So we have categories like best couch potato, best wiggle butt, best, you know, it's all that kind of. My favorite one is that they did it the first year was best listener, because just when you say to a dog, you go like, oh, and they go, that was a category. Anyway, but
hashtag wiggle butt.
So we do like the greater Los Angeles Golden Retriever Rescue. We do the what's the one called? The Afghan Rescue. So I think we should, after this, we connect up.
Yeah.
And we do, and then what they do is they just parade. So in your case, they parade all the Yorkies out, and it is the cutest thing you've ever seen in your life when they all come out the same. And then one of those dogs then goes on to compete in like whatever, best couch potato or whatever it is.
The actual dogs aren't there when we do this marathon, because they're all in either hospitals or foster homes or wherever they happen to be at that moment. But there were a lot of guests the first year, the people that we reached out to who didn't want to do it because they were scared to see all the dogs and that they would take them all home. And they're like, we would ask them if they wanted to just do an hour on the show during the marathon. And they're like, listen, I would love to, but I can't go anywhere near there, because if I see the dogs, I can't handle it. And it's like, no, they're not there. They're not actually here.
I just want mine. Dogs to be there.
No, they would.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah, you would just want to go play with them.
I want to hang out with dogs for a while, yeah.
If you didn't travel as much as you travel, how many dogs do you think you would have?
Well, you know what? The building I live in used to be like, I swear, they were like, no pets, and some people got away with having cats that were really, you know, indoor cats. And suddenly now everybody's got a dog in my building. It's like living in New York or something. And doesn't mean I'm going to get one, but I'm just, I just get to see dogs in elevators, and I'm just like, that's not a life I want for any dog.
Yeah.
And I'm out of town all the time, so.
Yeah, that's
you
hard.
Can't get a dog that makes any noise while you're gone, and you have to have somebody look after the dog.
Well, if you got a small stuff. One, you could take it with you.
Yeah, believe me, I've every time I meet a new dog that I like, I have to, even though it's not even one that I could take, like somebody else's dog,
mm-hmm.
I still start really thinking about, well, what about this dog?
The other thing is, as much as you know, I think would be a great dog owner for the most part, the part that I don't think, he doesn't have any food in his house. I mean, if he doesn't have food for himself, how is he going to feed a dog?
Well, I could remember to feed the dog. The trouble is having to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you'd have to then.
I don't want that extra responsibility.
What is that?
There's more.
What in the world is this?
That's Cabernet braised short ribs.
Oh my God.
Over a creamed mushroom with puff pastry on the bottom. And horseradish aioli on top.
Oh my God.
All your stuff is so pretty. I had to scream that because he left.
If you are hearing this and you live in LA, like seriously come here. I know like you would expect that is what we would say, but we're really serious.
Yeah, they open later. They're dinner timers. They open at 5, I think.
Brunch on Sundays.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and don't forget those dollar oysters. I mean, I'm an oyster fanatic, man. I'll go. I just had them last weekend. Oh, God, they were good. And in Morro Bay.
You want to try this?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to try it. I think, are we waiting for him or no? Okay, let's just dig in. Know.
Yeah, I think we can
I think we have
it.
To dig in.
I think so.
Yeah, it's hot, so.
Adam, you go first.
Okay.
Everything looks like very kind of cohesive, right? Oh, look at this. He has something else coming.
Wait, there's another thing? What is this?
Is it cappuccino? No.
That is gumbo.
Gumbo, neato.
So it's just very seafood. How would you describe like the?
I say we're new American with an emphasis on seafood. Right now they're starting to fill up the raw bar back there for the dollar oysters and everything. But you know, I tend to say new American doesn't really mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
It means we can do a curry or we can do a burger. You know, it's
just the way everything looks is very like if you put it out, you could see it goes.
Yeah,
it has perfect a style for. Well, no, we have. We, they'll somehow this people want to hear about how we think it looks and tastes. But what I'm saying is, all your dishes together look like they. Yeah, they come from one place. Is what I'm saying. Even though they're different tastes and different. They don't.
Yeah,
they,
same.
You
could
say, hey, this is their style. Of, yeah, which is cool.
It's so good.
Let's see about this.
Yeah, the short rib, like the you know, the knife goes right through it. It's absolutely delicious. And then, oh yeah, Karen's got a gluten situation, so she's just sticking with the meat.
Yeah, that should be mushroom.
Mm-hmm. Wow, really good.
And there's still dessert.
Yes, it is. Oh goodness.
Oh God, you guys.
All right, what else do we need to cover in terms of the business? What's your social media accounts? Did we mention that yet?
I think it's Wood & Water LA. It should be the Instagram, and then website's woodandwaterla.com. Cool. I feel like you covered it.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure we get that in. What do you have to plug, Adam?
I think we already did.
There he goes.
Podcast, movie crypt.
He wants to feed us till we burst.
Oh my God. I'm not going to eat dinner.
We're not going to eat breakfast.
I'm not going to eat ever again.
Cause after lunch and dinner today, I'm really not want breakfast.
Yeah.
How's the gumbo situation? Anybody try the gumbo?
I haven't tried it yet.
I'm not a gumbo person, so I want to know your opinion before I...
Sometimes we say that people bring too much food. It's kind of, just in a way it is, because then we just can't stop eating.
Well, he did say that he could stop. You know, there was one point where he did say, do you want to stop here?
We didn't say anything.
Hell no. Hell no, bring on the gumbo. That's one of our catchphrases here on the show.
I forgot about that catchphrase. Yeah. Oh, he was here to tell us what's in the gumbo. I'm going to guess.
About it.
Looks like chicken.
Shrimp.
Shrimp. Oh, shrimp. Okra.
Wow, how many things did you say?
Chicken, shrimp, okra. Unless I'm wrong. Oh, no, there's a shrimp. That's, yeah, it was chicken. Rice. Oh, sausage. Andouille, it looks like.
Ooh, it looks like maybe a little chunks of ham or spam. Thank you, ma'am.
Do you like andouille sausage?
Do I?
Yeah.
I think it's good, yeah.
I thought you were going to say I do eat.
No way. I do it.
I do it.
I wish I had said that. I didn't know I was being set up.
I know. I should have warned you.
I don't know if that would have helped.
Oh, and also squid. I thought that was a noodle. I thought that was like a noodle-o, but it's not.
Yeah, it's like a calamari circle.
This has everything in it. Bill Hader bit.
Yeah, I'm not a gumbo guy either, but this is really good.
Doug, am I taking it you're not a gumbo guy?
I'm not a gumbo guy.
You want to just taste a little spoonful?
Mm-mm.
I don't think you would think it's the same as other gumbos.
I might. I'd probably like it.
It tastes more like a stewy... To say it.
I'll have some gumbo if the dessert is gumbo.
What do you think, Adam?
I think it's fantastic.
Dessert just puts down more gumbo.
Kareem, how much more stuff can you put in this gumbo? It's like it has one of everything also.
Hey, saw a movie today, alluding to a food thing. Let me run it by you guys real quick before the expert gets back. Oh, he can... You want to join us again?
Dessert's coming unless you want more.
No, no, no.
We're going to have to try dessert now.
No more food.
Well, dessert's already coming.
So. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, no more food. Right. This is enough. Oh, yes. It's
okay, so thank you.
We pretend dessert's not food.
All right, so what were we talking about?
You were saying that.
An idea for a movie about food.
No. I can't remember what I was going to talk about.
Well, I know it.
I'll get it back later.
We'll see. Yeah. It could be. It's a movie about food. You thought about it. It's a good idea. I don't know if it's about tasting it, eating it, buying it, maybe grocery store.
Finding out what's in it.
Yeah, finding out what's in it, discovering it.
The last time I tried gumbo, I found out afterwards that it had rabbit in it. And I felt so guilty, especially because I liked it. And then afterwards, I was like, what was in that? And there were like sausage and this and that and rabbit. And I was like, no, which I have no answer to that. Somebody for Game of Thrones every Sunday, my friend and I do these like extravagant barbecues called Grill of Thrones. We made that up ourselves.
I'm not questioning.
But somebody wrote a comment that was like, if you love animals so much, why do you eat them? And there were so many, I don't know, I probably came up with at least 60 ways to say go fuck yourself. But then it's like kind of like, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know either. We talk about it all the
time. Yeah, I should be. I should be at least vegetarian because I love animals so much. But I don't eat dogs. But I guess that's, we only want to save the ones that we like pet and that are really cute. And then the rest, it's like, oh, you could eat those.
Shrimp. Like, I'm not that against eating shrimp. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Someone could tell me easily why that's bad, and I'm sure they're right. But certain things like that, you know.
Yeah.
But rabbit, my dad tricked me one time when I was little.
Don't tell me it was your rabbit too, because no. I feel like everyone's got that story.
Oh my god! No, he just said, "Taste this chicken," and he go, "Aha, that's rabbit." Oh, I was pissed.
Pissed.
So I never had it since, probably, unless it was like you, like I didn't know it.
I was, I think, 8 when I found out what veal was, and I've never eaten veal since. Yeah, I should be vegetarian. I wish I could be, and in some ways, I'm envious of those that were able to do it. And I think I'm just lazy. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
No, it's easier to find food with meat. Someday we won't, because there won't be meat. But
then we'll, yeah, then so
it's all gonna be food's all gonna be
oh wow!
Invented.
Oh, look at
what
this. Is this?
Ooh, that's not meat.
No, it isn't.
let me
this one. Yeah,
how come gumbo stays hot for so long?
Forever. It's like lava.
Why? It's so good. It never gets. It just works the whole way through.
Thank you.
This is so much fun already.
So you can eat everything here except the graham cracker.
Oh, okay.
All right. No graham cracker for you.
Well, I think that's ice cream. I can eat that.
Yeah, but those things. What do you call them?
Turnovers.
That's chocolate and peanut butter turnover.
Oh, goody. Oh.
And that over there is a chocolate pot au creme, house-made marshmallow, and graham cracker.
All right.
It's marshmallow season.
Is that a real thing?
We did
is
some
marshmallow
grill-
a season?
Well, I mean, I think when it starts to, yeah, because you know people have their fire pits and whatnot, and they go to the beach and have bonfires and stuff, and then you make marshmallows.
Campfire season.
Yeah, it's starting to get to be that. And I like to do, like, this is perfect. Here, we should just get a thing of all. This should be, you know what? This should be a video, don't you think? We just do it all. Look how perfect it is. Nothing worse when somebody just burns the hell out of a thing because they think it's fun to light a marshmallow on fire.
It is fun, but I do like that.
I like
that burnt taste.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, I like to get it
right
perfect.
From my childhood. Not too much of it, though, you know.
I like to get it perfectly brown. It's like my goal. It takes, you know, it takes a while. Yours is probably.
We have a little hand torch, makes it easier.
Yeah,
An actual campfire. So.
We have a little fire pit. My son yesterday wanted to start taking out the skewers and do it.
Yeah.
And it just torches them, you know, and I don't want them to eat them. So, you know, then I have to, it's a pain. Believe me. There is a reason not to have kids, Doug.
Oh, okay.
I have to teach them how to do a marshmallow.
Okay.
I'm going to taste it. I cannot stop eating the gumbo.
I'm trying to get another perfect bite. We'll see how it goes.
I think you have some short rib on that bite, too.
No way. So. It's going to be... Oh, that's going to be beautiful. I don't even know how that happened, but I love it.
Go for it, Adam. What are you going to do?
Well, I've already tried everything, I think.
Did you have that one?
Yeah, this is just like a cup of chocolate.
Yeah, pretty much.
It is... I guess it's like pudding, but way better.
Do you have a pastry chef here? I mean,
sort of. I mean, we have someone that kind of specializes in that, but also does everything else.
Mm. Here, taste this, Doug.
How do we? Hey, can you cut that thing up into pieces, and we'll dunk them in this stuff.
That's it.
This is. I'm really glad I saved room for dessert.
This isn't gonna work. Here, just.
There you go. You're kidding.
You take your fork.
You're on your way.
There you go.
You can go.
That's the way.
I like it. All right.
I've said this a couple of times, but this is one of the quieter episodes we've had. We can't stop eating.
Well, yeah, everything's really good, and it's like the portions are amazing.
We're just like,
it's really stuff you can't walk away from.
How long have you been open?
It's been a year here, a year and like 3 weeks. So.
Yeah.
It's gone pretty quick.
I think you're going to have a few years ahead of you.
Hopefully.
Yep. I don't see how you couldn't.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. This is becoming, yeah, this whole area now is all about food. They've, like you're saying, they just switched it up.
Yeah, it's more families here. It's definitely fun and different out here than it was before. I mean, there's a time and place for a good dive bar, but, you know, that's about a mile away from here towards Van Nuys, so
yeah,
come have a nice dinner and then go over there.
I think it's, I think there's just a lot more families coming in.
This is a great spot for a date.
Mm-hmm.
You would actually look like a sophisticated man taking somebody here instead of Pizza Hut or whatever I usually do.
You know, let's talk about Pizza Hut for a second. Possibly the worst pizza there ever has been. And how does it continue?
What, is that really? True?
Pizza Hut?
I think, yes. Domino's is the worst.
Mm-hmm. I think there's somebody for every pizza, no matter how terrible it is, there's somebody that likes it. I don't know why. You know, it might be a certain age where you just,
or where it's where you
decide
grew
what
up.
You like. You know, where you.
Have you ever had Papa Gino's?
What you ate when you were like 8 years old, mm-hmm. whatever that was.
Yeah, Papa we had Gino's. Round Table, I guess.
It's an East Coast
Papa Gino's?
Chain, yeah. I thought because of the Red Sox hat, maybe.
Oh, yeah. No, this was my husband used to work in Boston. So
yeah,
we're Boston,
I think,
and Giants.
Oh.
I'm San Francisco.
I think Boston. But I think Papa Gino's is the best pizza I've ever had, even including going to Italy and everything. Like, I think Papa Gino's is the best, and most people think I'm insane.
What about Papa John's?
No.
I know people who love that.
Gino's got more flavor than John.
With butter on the side.
Ugh.
Top your pizza with butter. It's great.
Oh, wow. I didn't ever think of that.
Minus the racism, but.
I think Mama's and Papa's pizza is the best chain around here. Mama's and Papa's, you ever had that?
No.
There's the one that comes with a gigantic pizza on the car. You'll see it's a big square, like the same size as the car. We bring it to like kids' little league games and stuff like that.
I won't say the name of the place, but as I mentioned, I'm a fan of having things delivered, so I don't need to leave. And there's one place that I get delivery from every other day, probably, and it's right next door here. And so it was weird to actually see it in person. I almost felt like I should go in and introduce myself and be like, I'm the guy. Like, I once had a Chinese restaurant, the actual owner delivered the food just to meet me because I ordered from there so often. And then it got to the point that he'd pick up the phone and he would just say, okay, Adam, 15 minutes. But I didn't want the thing he thought I wanted, but I would just accept it because I felt bad now if I was like, actually, no, I want something different this time. So I always had to get the same thing.
Oh, now's your chance after this is over.
Yeah, maybe I'll pop in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, is Maria in?
That could be my next Hallmark movie, huh? He goes in, finally he... Oh, that's not
I
a
like
bad
it.
Idea.
I like it.
It's
really good.
I just watched a Hallmark movie, a Lifetime movie. I guess they're the same thing, right?
Well, Lifetime's a little more up your speed because it's got like some violence in it and stuff.
Oh.
Like Hallmark would never...
Your speed.
Well, you know, he's a horror filmmaker. There's violence
right,
in it.
He was confessing he watches this stuff, you know. Like,
I watch terrible things.
Well.
Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Even all the things
I
work on.
So mental horror shows.
Hallmark is very, 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 like, you can't say the word pregnant, you know. But Lifetime, you can pretty much see people getting each other pregnant.
I
like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know which one it was. It was the Michael Jackson movie based on his security guard's books. And you know, I don't know. I don't feel like the actor who was portraying Michael had a chance, you know? Like, no matter what, it's not him, you know? But that book was really, really good.
Oh, all right. Well, you've outdone yourself.
Thank you.
Kareem.
This is next week.
Oh,
my goodness. That would make everything so much easier.
If we just did this every week?
Every week. Yeah. Or even just the same food every time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was so good.
Still great.
Tell us again what's in this, like the 40th time. Again, what did you say?
We weren't sure.
Why is this so good? And you're a guest every time.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, this has been terrific. It really has.
Thank you. Well, thanks for having you guys.
Well, thank you. Thanks for sitting down and chit-chatting. I know you said you were a little shy. You're a great talker. Come on, give it up for yourself.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Kareem, Adam.
You'll definitely be seeing me again. Well, you probably won't see me, but I'll be ordering.
Deliver.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to watch. Do you like horror movies, Kareem?
It's funny. People always feel guilty, though. I was like,
it's
no.
Okay.
When I'm forced to watch them.
Well, me and you are going to make it our business to watch his film that he said won't be too bad. Hatchet, right?
That.
Yeah, I just said it wouldn't be that scary. It might be. You might think it's terrible.
Well, I'm not going to think that.
You never know. Hatchet.
All right. So
she just doesn't want to be as scared.
Okay, so
you won't
Hatchet.
Be scared.
That's what it's going to be. We're going to watch it, okay?
There's four of them, so make sure you start with the first one.
We're going to start with the first one.
Yeah, go right to the beginning. Hatchet one.
And they all kind of start on the same frame that the other one ended on, so it's like one long movie. Except for the fourth one. The fourth one takes place 10 years later.
We're going to watch it. I'm watching it. I'm going to watch it. No, I'll watch it when Spencer comes home from school, because he'll watch it.
Oh, he'll love it. It's perfect.
Oh, that's a little news, too. Well, maybe I'll save it for the next one.
What?
We're almost done.
What's the news?
Well, Spencer, my oldest, is in San Francisco State, and he's in theater arts. He's an actor. And he doesn't want to continue. He wants to come home and go to school here because he misses everybody and his friends, and he wants to be able to audition.
I mean, the wanting to be able to audition thing is pretty...
It makes sense because before he was 18, you know, he couldn't, you know, it was like a hassle. And now he can just do whatever he wants. And plus, if he, you know, tidies himself up, you know, he can look real young still. So anyway, that's that news. You can see how psyched I am.
The idea is just going to live at home?
This just happened. So yeah, we're going to... you know, I mean, he's a good guy, so I know he's going to do okay, you know? I mean, he's going to do better than me. I mean, I was like a goddamn nightmare to live with when I was a kid, so at least he's a pleasure.
Yeah, and you're no stranger to, like, you know, you kind of went back and forth between Southern California and Northern California.
Yep,
because it's weird when you're born and raised in one... Sometimes going to the other isn't necessarily the answer, but you never know.
Yeah. And you never really had to do that because you're kind of in the same, similar areas.
No, I mean, that's one thing I'd do differently is I wouldn't start in L.A. like I did, but other than that, I'm glad that I, you know.
You wouldn't have started.
My home base is where I like living anyway because I grew up in San Diego, you know.
When did you move to Los Angeles?
19 years ago.
Young. Out of school?
No, I waited 3 years out of school. So I wanted to come here already having accomplished something because it just seemed like too many people were coming here to become something. And so by already having like a finished feature film and like a bunch of scripts and stuff.
Be smart. That's how it's smartly done.
Oh, I'm going to play this part for Spencer.
Yeah, because I think landing here and already having an agent really changes it up because otherwise what do you have to show for? And it's easier to get things made not here. I mean, here just to even like, would you ever let somebody just film a scene in here like for like a feature film for free and shut down your business?
Free.
No. But
if you want to film here, we can arrange something.
Right. But in where I grew up in Holliston, Massachusetts, every business was throwing themselves at us. Like, they would close down to have us shoot because for them it was fun. It was a big deal. But here people know better.
We've let, like, staff members do, like, small things. But oh, I think sure. That's, like, a big...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's with, Los Angeles. Know, you're not good. They don't,
yeah, in the heart of movie making or whatever,
it's not done.
It's, yeah, people just have to rent these places.
The second you put down a C-stand, they, you know, you need a permit here. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, if you live elsewhere, usually people don't really care. So, I mean, you still need to find out first, of course. But, yeah, I think it's better to try to make stuff not here.
Oh, you can't even take, I mean, I remember taking a little tiny camera around to John's Market to film Spencer doing something when I was little. Like, I was pretending he was a meat inspector. And and you know, they were like, no, and, you know.
What so, else were you doing?
That was it. That was like they saw me filming something. They saw that I'd say like go back again. Somebody saw it, and they were just like, you can't do that here.
Yeah, you're in production. You can only get if you can get it in one take, then it's cool.
Yeah.
As soon as everybody goes back to one, you're in trouble. Yeah.
So we got it done. We went to a few places. Maybe I'll debut it 18 years later.
Why did you have to go to a few places?
I got kicked out
of more than once?
I got kicked out of, no, just once. We got kicked out of either Vaughn's or Ralph's, and we ended up at John's Market.
And what's this, you know, what are you saying to the kid this whole time?
What do I say to him?
Yeah.
Oh, I told him to poke. Oh, to say, I did nothing. He didn't know. He was 2 and a half.
He didn't care about anything.
He doesn't know. He said, "Mommy, okay." You know, he's an idiot at that age. I don't know. Okay, yeah, I'll poke
okay,
the
so
meat.
Okay, so you're telling me that if I see someone with a 2.5-year-old,
say, "What's that dummy's
name?" It's safe for me to go, "Look at this idiot."
Yes, absolutely.
Nobody's gonna be offended.
No,
clinical.
It's people
what,
know.
It's what that kid is at that point.
I mean, these things aren't smart yet, you know. These things. I mean, his Yorkies got way more going for it than a 2-year-old.
Well, that's why we try to save the Yorkies.
Yes.
And I think that's about it for this time.
I think so. Oh, God, help me.
All my road dates are at douglovesmovies.com. I'm going to be in Rosemont, Illinois, and Chicago, and Lexington coming up this weekend. Any last words about wood and water?
Come in and see us.
Yes.
Seriously, do it.
That's perfect.
Do it.
Come on in.
Don't be afraid. Come out. Come into the establishment. Well, I'm just talking about
your house. Yeah, or sign up for Postmates.
Or send it to, or, yeah. Or give Adam a present, you know?
Yeah.
Or we'll
and
date.
This is, you know, this isn't by any means Deep Valley, but it's deep for... our show, this might be as far this direction as we've gone.
We were down the farthest before was the block down.
Yeah, right. what's that called again?
Bellwether.
Yes, Bellwether.
That was never been there.
Like a block and a half away.
Yeah, that was so. Now you are. Now we have to beat this place.
This is a pretty cool strip. Yeah, they have both of those in the same couple of blocks. It's awesome. It's a real busy street.
I have to work in. What's the place you said Westlake Village? What's the other? What's it? Thousand Oaks. I have to work next Monday. Maybe we could get a restaurant there. I'm gonna just make stuff wherever I'm working.
Come to our other place.
I'll go out to T.O.
Oh, you will?
No. We went out to Moore Park though, which
that's
is T.O. adjacent, and we went to that farm that's in this movie, The Biggest Little Farm, that's coming out. Starts slowly on May 10th, but. Wider over the summer, but it was it's a great movie and really cool farm.
That's not open to the public, is it?
That farm? I don't think so, but I was thinking we could, they have like tours that you could pay for, or I guess so, yeah, you gotta pay for it.
Oh, okay.
That'd be fun, we could do that, or we could, since I've already, visited the farm, I was thinking I could we could reach out to their publicist and say, can we do an episode of this show from their farm? They have a table just like this right outside of their kitchen in their home where they live.
What?
Across from where a giant pig lives.
They have a table at their home?
Instead of inside this beautiful restaurant there, we'd be sitting right across from a giant pig.
What about chairs?
Huh?
They have chairs too?
No, it's like the airplane that we like, came up with.
I think they're like benches.
Oh my God.
It was very comfortable.
Doug's not used to things like this.
No, we had a nice time out there. So I'll look into that. That okay. might be a possibility in the future because the movie's going to be, you know, they're going to be trying to open it in, you know, cities across the country over the summer. Adam, did I ask you to plug anything?
Yeah. And I.
What'd you say?
Doug,
do you want to do it again?
Yeah. My podcast is called The Movie Crypt. It's yes. everywhere. And my website is ariescope.com. We can see all the movies and, well, actually you can't see the movies, but you can find out about them and purchase them legally, which is nice when you do that. Get to make more of them that way.
There he is, everybody. Adam Green.
It's been very, very cool to meet
you. I think we've done it all.
Thank you for having me.
We've said it all. Anything else, Karen?
You know what to do.
I think I know what to do. Am I supposed to go, we're going to eat? I got that one in under the wire. I always usually do it earlier in the show, but I hope I don't. Hope I didn't injure you with that one.
Forgot we're going to say it because my new thing now is I go, you know what to do. And then he says,
no, I'm not going to do it again. I got you to jump the first time. I'm not one of these modern day horror movies that think we're going to jump 7 times. In the course of 42 minutes. Mm. But anything else, Karen? We good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
We'll talk some more a little later in the week. For everybody here, at Wood and Water, bon appetit, mother effers.
Snow peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like Donnie's dog and mommy.
Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.